Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know, life can get pretty wild sometimes, right? One minute you're riding high on a wave of success, and the next, bam, a curveball hits you out of left field. It's those moments when we really learn about ourselves, our resilience, our adaptability, our ability to bounce back. Today, we're diving into a powerful stoic practice that can actually help you prepare for life's inevitable hiccups. It's called negative visualization, and trust me, it's not as gloomy as it sounds. We're gonna unpack 5 key takeaways from this ancient philosophy that can seriously level up your mental game. Number 1. Negative visualization is all about imagining the worst-case scenario. Sounds a bit intense, I know, but stick with me. It's not about wallowing in misery, it's about proactively preparing yourself mentally. Ever heard the saying, hope for the best, prepare for the worst? This is what that means. By preemptively considering potential setbacks, you can build emotional resilience and avoid getting blindsided when things don't go your way. Number 2. It helps you appreciate the good stuff even more. When you consciously acknowledge the fragility of life, the things you have and the experiences you enjoy become all that much sweeter. You start to see the value in every moment because you realize it could be fleeting. Think about it like this: if you always had a big, juicy steak on your plate, would you appreciate it as much as if you were occasionally grateful for even a small bite? Number 3. Negative visualization is not about becoming pessimistic. It's about cultivating realistic expectations and accepting that life throws curveballs. We can't control everything, but we can control our reactions. This practice helps you detach from outcomes that are beyond your control and focus on what you can influence: your attitude, your effort, your choices. Number 4. It teaches you to be grateful for what you have. By mentally rehearsing the loss of something important to you, you gain a deeper appreciation for its value. It's like having a mental thank you note for all the good things in your life. You start to see that happiness isn't just about achieving goals, it's also about being content with what you have and savoring every moment. And finally, number 5. Negative visualization can help you develop a sense of inner peace. By acknowledging the impermanence of life and accepting its challenges, you can find a sense of serenity that comes from knowing that everything will eventually change. Think about it like this: if you're not afraid to face the worst, the best things in life become even more enjoyable. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you've got a big presentation coming up at work. You've put in hours, practiced your speech, and feel confident. But then, right before you go on stage, you have this thought. What if I completely bomb this? What if I forget everything I've prepared? This is where negative visualization comes in handy. Instead of letting that fear paralyze you, you acknowledge it, consider the worst-case scenario. Maybe the presentation isn't perfect, maybe some people aren't impressed, and then use that knowledge to fuel your preparation even further. You double-check your notes, rehearse key points, and visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation. By facing your fears head-on, you actually increase your chances of success. The bottom line is this: negative visualization isn't about dwelling on the negative, it's about using it as a tool for growth and resilience. It helps us appreciate what we have, prepare for challenges, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So, embrace the power of perspective, my friends, and remember, the only thing standing between you and your goals is sometimes your own mind. Now, go out there and make something amazing happen. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from hearing these stoic wisdom nuggets, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, and join the conversation on social media. We are in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Fortitude First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.